Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and those that just don't quite get that they're going to answer before a just and a holy God. And, of course, welcome all of you good guys and girls out there as well that you have brought to have. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And in just a moment, I'm going to pull up senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown, and we're going to highlight some things real quick. But before I do that, please check us out online, sonsofliberty.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, or go over to our Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. Or you can also check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media, and or Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 phone lines will be accessible for the next hour, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. In just a couple minutes, friends, on the other side of this break, we're going to get back to good men is what's needed in governments, not necessarily just good laws, but we need good men to administer them good laws. And America, I have a question for you. How is it that our government is corrupt, but the majority of us are good? You would think that if a majority of us were good, then we would have good government, right? And as I've pointed out so many times in the past, friends, government is an extension of what we allow government to be because they are there to represent we the people. So therefore, if the people be corrupt, then your government becomes corrupt, not the other way around. Government's a branch of what the people are. So you need to understand that, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit, and we'll also talk about state preambles, state constitutions. For example, in Oklahoma, there was a state constitution which was brought forth in 1907. The state constitution was 6 pages long, and what we see today, the state constitution in Oklahoma in 1907 was 115 pages. That was in 1907 when our forefathers, our founding forefathers, established state constitution. They were 5 and 6 pages long. And as I've said again so many times in the past, friends, we are tolerating man's 10,000 commandments because we're simply not obeying God's 10 commandments. So which one is it going to be? We'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. I got Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com. Tim, you wanted to go ahead and highlight what we have going on concerning winning a Joshua MK5, a beautiful-looking weapon. I'm just kind of curious to know what's been the response of the readers on sonsoflibertymedia.com thus far.
Well, there's about 730 entries, so if you think you don't have any chance of winning, the only thing, again, those are pretty good odds. They're much better than you going and throwing a couple of bucks at your state lottery to win millions of dollars. You got a really good chance, even if there's like 10,000 entries, which we're at least hoping to see by tax day. You still got a great chance to win, and not only do you get to throw your hat in the ring by doing it through Facebook or your email, but there's after you do that, we provide you with about 4 or 5 other opportunities to add entries in there. So you only get one shot at it. You get several shots at it. So I want people to drop by, come to the homepage and scroll down just a little bit on the right. There's a picture of a gun, and if you click on that, it'll take you over to the contest page. It'll tell you about the Joshua. And then right up under the picture, some browsers, some internet speeds might play into that a little bit. It takes it a second for it to pop up, but you'll see the entry form there just below the picture at the top.
Okay, in saying that, Tim, me and Tim were actually talking earlier on this morning, and I said, Tim, how many signups do we have for that Joshua MK5? And he had told me, and I said, well, let me put it this way. Due to the fact that there's a lot of people coming to that website, people need to understand, and I think this is the implication, and I mean not to bring forth this implication, friends, is the fact that there's no chance that you would win this gun. And he told me there was 738 people that were signed up, and I said to him, well, if that was the case, I said, I think the listener and the reader may be under the impression that there's no chance that they'd ever win this gun. And then I said, when you told me the number, 738, I believe is what you told me, I said, people need to understand that that number is there, because once they hear the number, they're only going to be encouraged to actually go on to sonsoflibertymedia.com and give it a shake or throw their hat in the ring. And this isn't, all, friends, we also want to let you know, this isn't politicized. This isn't like we already know who the winner is. No, everybody that's thrown their name into the hat, per se, friends, we are just randomly picking that name, and that's who win this. That's who wins this gun. There is no premeditated motive as to how we're going to do this or why we're going to do this. We're just throwing it out there because we want you to have the opportunity to win this gun. What say you, Tim?
Well, yeah, and it's even the odds get even better because the 730 entries that are there are actually not a total of 730 people. As I said, you get several opportunities to enter. So the actual people that have entered are even less than that, but they have that many entries in. And so people need to understand that, that they can have, I think it's a total of like 5 entries that they can actually do by doing various things once they first throw their hat in the ring, so to speak. But yeah, I mean, you can't win if you don't enter. It doesn't cost you anything. And unlike a lot of the things that you get in your email, it says sign up to win this gun, and then they want to hit you up for 10, 20, 50 bucks or something like that to support their cause. We're not asking any money. The guys at Amendment Arms have been very gracious and provided the gun for us, and they're going to get it out to the winner the day after tax day.
See, now, Tim, I got to interject this really quick. This is what makes you head and shoulders above the rest of us. How profound was it to say that if you don't sign up, you don't have a chance to win? I mean, see, this is what makes you so much. It's really hard to be on your level, Tim. I mean, stuff like that when you say stuff like that. We appreciate it, my friend. We really do. Again, friends, I appreciate it, Tim. Folks, I got to jump over on sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick here, highlight some of the things that we got going just to stay on track. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Bo Bergdahl makes his way home. You might want to check that out. That's actually by Billy and Karen Vaughn, who lost their son Aaron Vaughn in Extortion 17. So it's coming straight from a family that has felt the loss of a loved one. Concerning those that serve we the people, their son was a Navy SEAL, second to none. And I'll tell you what, these guys tell it like it is, regardless if you like it or not. Also wanted to let you know, friends, Muslims demand Seattle teacher be fired for showing Muhammad cartoons. Friends, this is America. This isn't the Middle East. Barack Obama, sonsoflibertymedia.com, I saved the American economy, made the U.S. stronger, more prosperous, safer, more influential. Folks, are there people in this country that actually believe this devil? Wow. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
.com real quick. Defense Secretary Whitehouse pressured me to release more Gitmo Islamic terrorists. Let me say it again. Defense Secretary Whitehouse pressured me to release more Gitmo Islamic terrorists. Friends, I thought we had a terrorism problem in this country. Huh. Interesting. Who's creating the terror? Just like I said, yeah? Study history, friends. It's right there in front of your face. Humanist Holy Day. Delaware governor declares Charles Darwin Day. Are you kidding me? Nope, that's where we're at. And guess what? We eat the fruit of our own ways. And by the way, friends, we are going to eat the fruit of it on a nationwide basis. Yes, God does hold us individually accountable, but he also holds nations accountable. And we are going to eat the fruit of what we tolerate in this country. We're just not going to get away from it. I also wanted to highlight something here, friends. The Boy to Man and the Fear of the Lord. Brand new on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I also wanted to go over to Melissa Harris. Perry says abortion is like removing a cancer. Isn't it interesting when we look at these, you know, we hear it on the news all the time. We just heard it during the news break here. The propagandist hard at work. You know, I'll take the pictures, you create the war. Or you take the pictures and I'll create the war. Propaganda, 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 propaganda. You know, and I was thinking to myself, I look at these, all these terrorists and all these ISIS and Al-Qaeda and all these other created entities to be used as a political battering ram to upend nationwide sovereignties, worldwide sovereignties, to give power over to the UN because it's all created, right? Interestingly enough, I just thought to myself, you know, first they would like hang babies and they would slaughter babies and then they would slaughter little kids. And well, that didn't work. And I thought to myself, well, how would that work to provoke a people in America that are already allowing their babies 4,000 a day to be slaughtered in the womb? How would you provoke a people like that? They're already okay with the fact that young people are being killed. You know, well, that wasn't good enough. So we found out that some of these supposed beheadings taking place by ISIS, well, they were in studio. We found this out now. It's all propaganda, friends. Fear, 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 fear. The fear of man, the fear of man, the fear of man, the fear of man. And what happens? They want to get you to submit to their propaganda. to their totalitarian methods. Oh, I'm not saying that they're not wicked men. I've seen videos where these jokers are driving. I'm talking about these Middle Eastern devils. I've seen them driving up and down the highway with AKs shooting at innocent people. No, I watched the video. I understand that they are devils. No question about it. But I'm simply saying that a lot of this propaganda, and I've said this before in the past, friends, they're going to use fear, the fear of your enemy, to get you to submit to a new sovereignty. And you better bet your bottom dollar that's what's at work right now. They want you to be afraid. Wasn't it Congressman McDermott after September 11th? He said this with a smile on his face. You know, government can get you to do anything with the use of fear, not when you fear God, friends. No, they can't. Because we know who the king is. His name is King Jesus. And I don't know if you've read the end of the book or not, but I'll tell you what. When I read things like in the book of Revelations where it says they'll flee from the face of him who sits on the throne. They'll flee from the lamb slain from the foundations of the world. I'm sitting here saying to myself, wait a second. Man has it completely backwards. They're afraid of men and the consequence of men and the terrors of men. And I'm saying to myself, why is that? Well, that's what happens to a godless nation. They begin to fear the creation rather than the creator. Isn't that right? Yes, that's right. I know I'm right. And I'll tell you why. Because when I look in Scripture, the Bible tells me just the exact opposite. Remember what Dietrich Bonhoeffer said? The man that left America to go deal with a tyrant named Adolf Hitler. The funny guy with the little mustache, you know him? They killed millions of his own people. And then the Jews and the gypsies and the dissidents. Yep, we know who he is. He's the bad guy. You know, trying to create a new world order through the Third Reich. Yep, we know who he is. Yep. And how he's connected to the Bushes. Yep, we understand all that. And all these other little minions that are being used to their own demise. Yep, we know who those are. And friends, remember Dietrich Bonhoeffer? Remember what he said? He who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man. But he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. Let me tell you what Jesus said. In King James, the King James Bible, the version, it says, "And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that they can do no more." He goes on, "But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yeah, I say unto you, fear him." Tell me there's not an anointing on that. You know, the fear of the Lord is hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. The froward mouth do I hate. Oh, wait a second. Let's back it up in context, friends. Line upon line, precept upon precept. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. That's Proverbs 8. You go over to Isaiah 56. He says, "Blessed is the man that keepeth judgment in the earth." The Lord said he would show unto that man his salvation. Oh, if we want to go to this throne and we can look upon him there, clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about him. You that love the Lord, hate evil and love that which is good. Well, that's not good enough, Bradley. Okay, well, just hold up with me, friends. I'm going over to Jeremiah 9:24 really quick. And when I go over there, it says, "But let him that glorieth in this, that he understand and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exerciseth love and kindness," read Psalm 107, "judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord." In these things I delight, saith the Lord. Huh. Boy, oh boy, and we're afraid of man? We're afraid of what these jokers are doing? Huh. I'm trying to figure out why the world is tolerating these created little demographic groups of devils like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. I'm trying to figure out why the Americas, and I'm trying to figure out why the White House is allied with the Muslim Brotherhood trying to take away Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, the right to bear arms from the American people. I'm trying to figure out what's going on, especially in a state of terror. 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 You know, we've heard from Edmund Burke, evil prevails because good men do nothing, right? Well, let me say it this way. When the good don't fear evil, evil will not prevail. So where are the good? You know, let me furthermore, Scripture tells us that the Lord makes his righteous bold as lions. We're the righteous roaring from the pulpits. We're the righteous roaring from the microphones. Where are they? There's strong confidence in the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. And when men really understand what the fear of the Lord is, they depart from evil. And those that really understand the grace of God, going over to the book of Corinthians, well, they perfect holiness in the fear of God. And when you walk in holiness, the Lord said that he would deliver up your enemies from before you, not the other way around. You know, it's also interesting when I go over, and this is just all coming to my aid right now. It just bewilders me, too, because when I read the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, the blessings of those that actually love God enough to obey him with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. It's interesting, he said, that the people of the earth would be afraid of you for my name's sake. Not you being afraid of the enemy that he promised to deliver up from before you, even delivering the inhabitants of the earth up into your hands, like he has for over 200 years, America. What are you afraid of? What do you have your eyes on? Now, going back to ISIS, I know that they've been I'm trying to bring forth the media sources and the state-controlled media, how they're trying to, on a media-based, let me say it this way. I talked about this a couple weeks ago. But when you look at the propaganda tapes that are being exposed and how these are taking place in studios, well, we just found out today that now what they did is they have to heighten it again. And we found out one of these pilots, he was busted. Well, they put him in a cage, an iron cage, and then ISIS lit him on fire. Well, I watched a little bit of this video, and it seemed like it was made out to be more of a documentary than it was anything else. It was like, wait a second, this is professionals putting this together. This isn't just being filmed. Well, what is this being used for? Well, anybody that resists ISIS, you might be thrown in a cage and you might be set on fire. Really? Wow. Is that the message? Where is government's message where they execute the laws against these criminals rather than aiding the enemy? Huh? Is anybody put that day, 2 + 2 = 4, right? You know, I mean, we found out that the president of the United States is actually aiding the enemy, both within and without. You know, and when I read Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States of America, it tells me that we're to impeach these people, and then we're also to indict them, not only just for treason, friends, but bribery or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Does that mean like aiding the enemy within and without? I would think so. I would think so. We're going to come right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain, and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
All right. Bradley, you got off topic again. I thought we were going to talk about good men in office. We are. But sometimes you just got to go with the flow, and that's exactly what we're doing right now. I was just talking about the ISIS thing and how they're trying to provoke the people, and they're trying to get people to submit to ISIS and totalitarian governments, and you better bet your bottom dollar world governments are using these organizations to get a people to submit to them. And it's interesting that they're using ISIS and they're magnifying the horrific crimes, but yet you're not seeing these guys actually condemning their crimes and dealing with the criminals, man. They're treating them like citizens in the United States when they commit crimes against we the people, nationally here in the United States, and they're actually treating them like they belong to us or something. And just recently, friends, we've even seen the Obama administration side with the Muslim terrorists concerning our own FBI. But going back to this guy getting burned in the cage, friends, I started to watch the video and it stopped right when he started to burn. It wouldn't show it. And we know that quite a few of these videos have been nothing but propaganda created in studios. And one thing I just want to lay to your candor really quick before we get rolling here is the fact that I just got to ask you, friends, just a real common sense question. Who is supporting ISIS worldwide? And why are they not being condemned? I mean, in action, not just lip service. Because what these politicians love to do is condemn it in the South, and then they promote it in the North. Just like what you're seeing through the Pope and political figures and, you know, hierarchy in the church figures, so on and so forth. Folks, they're trying to establish this new order, this new world order. That's why they're promoting lawlessness. If they were promoting the law, by the way, that's the whole purpose of government, is to enforce the laws against crime. That's one of the two reasons government was established in America, to restrain men from sin. And if they commit the sin, then they are to enforce the laws against those sins, against their crimes. But you're not seeing that. I mean, why isn't the President of the United States taking a couple of these guys, strung them up for all of America to see and all of the world to see that we will not tolerate it? I mean, don't you remember what happened back in the day with Ronald Reagan? There was three terrorists that wanted to go ahead and take a shake at the United States of America. And what they did is they took a Jewish guy that was in a wheelchair and they threw him overboard after they shot him. Our military immediately got in contact with their governments and told them to deliver those guys up or else. See, that's how you deal with crime. We don't need soft judges, friends, which produce hardened criminals. And that's exactly, you don't even have that in the White House today. You have one encouraging this. And if it's not your enemy encouraging it, I'll tell you what, it's the president himself going to other countries blaming you for crimes that he and his administration contrived. That's what you're dealing with in this country. By the way, again, going back, friends, this is all a judgment upon a disobedient people, to a T. Read the Word of God, friends. You want to know what's going on? There it is. And then what I started to talk about is we're not to fear ISIS. We're not to fear Al-Qaeda. No, they're more afraid of you than you are them. You just don't know it yet. But you have the state-controlled media within trying to pull down your defenses before your enemies. Oh, and they are, friends. Rest assured, they are. In America, you're letting them do this. There's no question about it. I'm just simply trying to get your fear in the proper place. Rather be it diabolical or feline. You know, when I read the Word of God in Revelation 19, it says, "And after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia." You know, we hear this in the church, Alleluia, Alleluia. Now, do you know that Alleluia or Alleluia was saying, friends? It's Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For what? Why would they be praising a just and a holy God? Well, I'll tell you, verse 2, chapter 19, Revelations. "For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand." Again, they said, Alleluia. "And her smoke rose up forever and ever." Alleluia, under judgment. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. And then I go on to verse 11. This is interesting, too, because it says, "And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness doth he judge and make war." Boy, that sounds like Jesus, doesn't it? Yeah, because it goes on, "And his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God." Yeah, that would be Jesus. He's also the guy that came in, and I speak as a man. He's also the man that came in incarnate, God incarnate in the flesh, that said, "I didn't come to bring peace, I've come to bring war." And before you have peace, friends, you need to understand that there's war first. See the process of law, judgment, mercy, and faith? Yeah. And I've equated this to natural analogies when I've said to you before, friends, when you look at a cop, why do they call them peace officers? Well, they're there to enforce the law, to establish peace. That's exactly what we're talking about. That's exactly what we're talking about. But we better get to the topic here. All right. Well, we got about two segments. Well, a segment and a half to hit on this. And yesterday we were talking about the purpose of government is to reward the righteous and punish the wicked. And what we need in this country, friends, are not just good laws. We need good men administering them laws. And then we talked about in Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. But friends, even in this country, we cannot stand back and say that the wicked bear rule. We can say that the wicked in this country allow the wicked to rule. Because again, in this country, the government is an extension of what we allow them to be. And the key to good government, friends, is found in the quality of the people who rule, not in the quality of the laws which are passed. And we don't need thousands and thousands of policies passed against the freedoms of the American people on a weekly basis in this country. No, we need to simply get back to God's Ten Commandments. Now, let's jump ahead just a little bit here, because what I want to do is I want to show you and parallel this with when I talk about if we don't want to listen to God's Ten Commandments, we're going to listen to man's 10,000. Oklahoma became a state in 1907. They became a part of the Union in the United States of America. Its state constitution was 115 pages. But yet when you go back to the founding fathers and their state constitutions, they were an average of only 5 pages long. Remember yesterday how I was talking about how they love to complicate things? Yeah. You know, you ever hear politicians talk? You know, they talk and talk and talk and talk. They never make the point. They talk for an hour, and I could bring to conclusion in less than 30 seconds what it took them an hour to say. If they knew what they were talking about at all in the first place. During our founding era, friends, people focused more on the character of those that were placed in office more than the laws themselves. They knew that it was important to understand that good men will administer good laws and bad men will administer bad laws no matter what the law states. Just ask this criminal administration and the last four criminal administrations in this country. And we can go back further than that, friends, if you like. As a matter of fact, if you go to the Delaware Constitution, the requirements for office were, I do profess faith in God and the Father and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. Folks, they knew that if they were not religious men, religious patriots, the patriots in this country were terrified of those men because of what they were able to do. Now, keep in mind, during the Revolutionary War, they just got done throwing off tyranny. And you better bet your bottom dollar, those that were alive during the Revolution, they could spot an enemy a mile away. If you go to the Pennsylvania's Constitution, it says, I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. There's a sense of fear of God, majorly. A major, friends, overlay of an understanding of the fear of God. A Massachusetts Constitution is along the same lines. If you go over to North Carolina in that Constitution, it says, no person who shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of that state shall be capable of holding any office or place or trust or profit in the civil department within the state. They must be Christians. Of course. Of course. Jesus said that it was himself, that maketh men free. And Scripture also tells us where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Can anybody point out at any point in Scripture where Jesus ever committed sin? Nope. As a matter of fact, Jesus said to the Pharisees, which one of you convinceth me of sin? The Bible tells us that he was tempted in all points, yet without sin. So wait a second. This is God in the flesh, Jesus Christ, telling men where freedom is found. Yep, it's found in holiness. In 1892, the Supreme Court noted that each of the 44 states then in the Union had some type of God-centered declaration in its constitution. You can still check that, friends, in all 50 states of our Union today. And our founding forefathers went to great lengths to ensure that we never forgot the principles of sound government, so they became heavily involved in the education scene. They wanted to make sure that the young people in this country were raised up in the ways that they should go, so when they are old, they would not depart from them. They didn't want the principles in which they fought, bled, and died to give in so many cases to die with them. They wanted the principles of freedom to live on. That's why they got involved in the educational scheme. Folks, George Washington, the President of the United States, said, don't let anyone claim to be a true American if they ever attempt to remove religion from politics. Again, George Washington, first President of these United States. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-233-0747. Last segment coming up.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is columnist and author Eric Rush, and I am honored to support our friend Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley is one of the most passionate patriots I know, and he's got a better handle on the diabolical forces marshaled against America than anybody on the radio. Listen and support Bradley and Sons of Liberty as they carry the unapologetic and uncompromising message of faith and fidelity to God and country.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Telling you, cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Hey, I just want to let you know, friends, if there's ever a time where you want to fill in the gap, staying to the topic, do feel free to give us a call, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I was just going through some of these notes that I wrote just over the last couple of days. I wrote the, I always highlight what I take when I'm reading, and I'm in the book of Revelations right now. And here we have, and I saw on a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. We're talking about the judgment here. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule with them a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. I'm just trying to figure out, when I see and hear of Christians in America today, why is it that they tolerate what they tolerate? And you see foreign gods, whose gods are not gods. Their Lord is not Lord. Ours is. Yet you violate, you blaspheme their false gods in any sense of the word. Man, they're out there killing people. And I'm not suggesting that in any sense of the word. Never. Not saying that at all. I'm not suggesting that at all. I'm simply saying they believe in their false gods more than most people do in the real God. Namely, in America. And shame on you if you confess to be a Christian and you allow this to go on. That's another... I have never, ever, and I've shared this with you guys, I don't get it. I'm probably having a moment where I'm talking to myself right now and knowing that, you know, there's tens of thousands of people and hundreds of thousands of people listening to what I'm saying right now, and just saying that, friends, I just don't, understand for the life of me what Bible people are reading. I just don't get it. And especially when you read Scripture and you see what it clearly says, and it's like, okay, I get that. Pretty simple to understand, and yeah. And then you walk outside and or you go to church somewhere. Oh, that's not Jesus. That's not my Jesus. He's a little meek Jesus walking around with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the back of the backsides. No, that's a false god. It's just simply a false god. Folks, when you read about those that have truly repented before a just and a holy God in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 10:6, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled, how does that jive with Americans and the version of Christianity that America, well, the Christ that America says they follow? Yeah, you get it. You get it. Alrighty, let's jump over here. Bradley, you know, you're just whining, you know, you're just always dumping on us, you know, you're just always, and I'm just, it's always so condemning. No, it's not condemning at all. I totally get it. You know, I just don't want to see a work of grace frustrated, and I don't want to see what men have given unto us, that sacrifice to give unto us what they've given unto us 238 years, even to the present. I don't want to see it desecrated. I just don't want to see it desecrated. We're talking about good men in office. And Scripture. Friends, it was Abraham Lincoln, of all people, to say. He said the right thing. The devil could quote Scripture, too, keep in mind. But interestingly enough, he said that we're not to throw off the Constitution. We're to throw off the men that pervert the Constitution, right? So we're talking about good men here. And what I said right before the break is our founding forefathers went to great lengths to ensure that we never forget the principles of sound government. So they became heavily involved in education. Well, they knew that they were going to pass on. And they wanted to make sure that when they died, what they fought, bled, and died to give us didn't die with it. So they got involved in the educational scheme. And going over to a guy named Noah Webster, if you look at the front of the dictionary, friends, Noah Webster's dictionary, it says, he taught millions to read and not one to sin. Webster's 1828. He was a soldier, legislator, writer of Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution, helped establish Amherst College, and he was one of the most prolific textbook writers. He said to students, when you become entitled to exercise the right of voting for public offices, let it be impressed upon your mind that God commands you to choose rulers, just men who will rule in the fear of God. The preservation of our government depends on the faithful discharge of this duty. If the citizens neglect their duty and place unprincipled men in office, the government will soon be corrupted. Laws will be made not for the public good so much as for the selfish or local purposes. Corrupt or incompetent men will be appointed to execute the laws. The public revenues will be squandered on unworthy men, and the rights of the citizens will be violated or disregarded. Noah Webster concluded when speaking to the young in our country, if our government fails to secure public prosperity and happiness, it must be because the citizens neglect the divine, Exodus 20, commands and elect bad men to make and administer the laws. Hey, folks, bad law is not law. Okay? Bad law, there's no such thing as bad laws. There's no such thing as bad laws. It's either lawful or it's not. It's either lawful or unlawful. Okay? It's just that simple. Our founding forefathers made us a republic, not a democracy. Most people don't know that. Dealing with the young people and tea parties. As a matter of fact, I got to say this. I'm high-fiving the tea parties across the country. When we do tea parties, I don't think I've yet found anybody ignorant enough to actually believe that we were a democracy. They all knew that we were and are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. So good for you guys. Amen. Fisher Ames said, a democracy is a volcano which conceals the fiery materials of its own destruction. He said, these will produce an eruption and carry desolation in their way. Who is the last president in America that has actually acknowledged the fact that we are a constitutional republic? Ronald Reagan. Benjamin Rush said a simple democracy is the devil's own government. Whoa, that is the definition of what we're seeing in the White House right now, the people's house right now. We need to send forth an eviction notice. John Adams said, remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There never was a democracy yet that did not commit suicide. Of course not. Of course not. The people rule? Really? No, it's called mobocracy, friends. Now, let's go over to the United States Constitution, which protects us from ever becoming a democracy. Again, Article 4, Section 4 requires that each state in our Union, America, maintain a republican form of government. We're ruled by law, not by opinion through the people. Well, what if everybody just says, you know, I think it's okay for men to be married? No, you think you're a democracy. Because our laws condemn homosexuality. Check any state statute and prove me wrong, friends. Prove me wrong. Well, it's been changed. No. It's not been changed. The law's been violated by corrupt men. And this is exactly what we're talking about right now, why we need good men in office to administer good laws. Because when you have corrupt men administering law, it's no longer law. It stands contrary to God's moral law. And if it stands contrary to God's moral law, friends, guess what? It's not law. It's lawlessness. The objective is exactly the opposite. It brings you into bondage. It does not liberate. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Charles V. Montesquieu. The difference between a republic and a democracy is its source of authority. As a democracy, the authority and the source of authority is the people and the majority of what they say they want. But as a republic, the source of authority comes from who? God, who we receive our rights from. Well, Bradley, you keep saying the same thing. I know, but we need to act accordingly. And once we begin to understand that we have to fight for our rights, then we're going to begin to act accordingly, and we're going to get our rights back. Folks, we don't need a revolution. We need reformation. And until the people in this country become educated as to what's going on in this country, foundationally, nothing's going to change. And what we need is we need reformation. The only change we're looking for around here is going back to the old past. A democracy is the majority of the people. Republic is based on God's word. Exodus 18:21. Noah Webster says our citizens should early understand that the genuine source of correct republican principles is the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion. Now, do you see why this criminal administration is attacking our posterity, who is subjected to everything and protected from nothing? Corrupt the young. Nothing new. All of the dictators do it and have done it and are doing it. Blackstone, in Commentaries on Laws, its principles formed the basis of American laws from 1776 to 1921. I'm sorry, to 1920. And it was the final authority in the U.S. Supreme Court. In the law book taught, laws could not contradict God's direct decrees. And if God made no decree, we could set, and we could not set our own policy. We'll be back tomorrow. Love you by what I do.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.